Observance by Delicious Blizzard Shark. Read by CookieMom6067. Vulcans do not have winter holidays. Vulcan hadn't had anything that could be reasonably considered winter. The tilt of the planet not being great enough to have a noticeable effect on the climate. Neither was the eccentricity of the planet's orbit great enough that the climate varied between aphelion and perihelion. The only predictable meteorological events were when the tidal pull of Tikut combined with that of the sun and the resultant evaporation event increased the probability of precipitation over Shikar for a given period of time, in conjunction with temperatures averaging 5 degrees Celsius lower than was customary. When this event occurred, it was practice for parties of Vulcans to venture out into Vulcan's Forge to appreciate the increased vegetative growth and emergence of estivating animals. Were there special foods that were eaten during, what did you call it, Masutam? Jim asked from where he was seated on the other side of the chessboard. The rapid growth of plants and fungi during this time provided unique culinary opportunities, yes, Spock agreed. And any special activities, cultural practices, rituals? There would be a ritual hunt for the rare Maziv Aluk, a large desert creature that was generally only seen during this period, Spock replied calmly, shifting one of his knights. Of course, after the time of Serac, the practice of ritually hunting and consuming endangered species was understood to be barbaric, and so the hunt was transformed into a dance, where a group of Vulcans would dress in costume to portray the Maziv Aluk, while others took on the roles of hunters. A type of pageant, if you will, Jim said, moving a bishop in a wholly illogical way. I do not will. Spock responded by elevating a rook. Jim laughed. An occasion precipitated by weather changes, notably a period of cooler temperatures, complete with specific rituals, customs, and food? It certainly sounds like a winter holiday to me. The word winter is inaccurate, Spock countered, taking one of Jim's pawns. And the holiday is no longer celebrated, so it is unnecessary to consider it. The term winter is flexible in this case. Many cultures don't experience the winter of some Terran cultures, but it would be a shame to omit their celebrations because we're adhering to strict definitions. Then why utilize the descriptor at all? Jim considered for a moment, then changed the topic, as was his habit when he did not want to admit that something was illogical. Why don't you celebrate Masutam any longer? He asked, moving his bishop into check. Vulcan no longer exists, Spock reminded Jim, feeling the dull ache he always felt when the topic was mentioned. He moved his rook to counter the bishop. I was there, Jim said, shifting the bishop again. If there is no Vulcan, there can be no Masutam, Spock explained, using his knight to take the bishop. Jim moved one of his pawns down a level. But you can still calculate when it would have occurred. A conjunction of the sister planet and the sun. The calculations can't be that hard. I could easily recite every date on which the event was supposed to commence for the next 1,000 years, Spock agreed. But there would be no point in observing the dates without the accompanying meteorological conditions. Jim hummed in thought, then took Spock's knight with his pawn. You said that when you realized it was a bad idea to hunt an endangered animal, the hunt was replaced with a dance? Indeed, Spock agreed. What was the point of that? The dance provided a platform for young people to demonstrate their athletic skills and motivation for them to develop those skills. The dance was educational with regard to Vulcan history and ecology, and promoted a positive social environment within the community, Spock answered. It was inspired by an actual event, the hunting of the Maziv Aluk, which was, due to necessity, abstracted. Yes. Jim slid his knight into check. In the way that the hunt for the Maziv Aluk was replaced by a proxy, Could not the celebration of Masutam be replaced by a proxy? It would serve the same purpose, educating about Vulcan history, unifying the community, giving young people a chance to show off their flashy moves. Spot captured Jim's knight, but didn't put it down immediately. Instead, he held it in his hands. "My mother was very fond of Masutam," he said. "Beyond enjoying the cooler temperatures and the increased biological activity in the desert, she loved the dancing and the different foods and everyone going out into the desert to celebrate together. She did say it reminded her of Christmas." Jim reached out and wrapped his hands around Spock's, where it was holding the knight. "I grieve with thee," he said softly. "Perhaps," Spock decided after a minute, "I might program some of the Masutam dishes into the replicator." The end.